Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, it's 10:05 on ESPN 97.5. I think this is unfair. Who do you trust more as a lawyer, Florio or Harden? You know, Florio does have the perspective of hindsight, but he does make some good points and of some strategy. Rusty, it is questionable whether or not Rusty should have admitted the consensual sex so early. It's arguable.
I think that it's, your argument is always going to be that it's consensual.
Yeah.
There's no way that you, when you look at the number of women, at some point, you are going to have to admit that.
Yeah. And in a court of public opinion, you don't come out against Solis the day of her tearful press conference. And, you know, I don't know.
That's a no-win. Like, yeah. Rusty, the fact that he had someone willing to come out and that was, well, frankly, I felt like pretty believable in her. Like, it didn't feel like crocodile. I saw the comment, these crocodile tears.
Well, who was it?
Oh, wearing a
suit. Oh, Charles James. Now that I've seen the press conference, he's innocent. What? What did you see out of that press conference that he's
innocent?
That's
his guy, you know. I don't pay attention.
As we mentioned, University of Texas is in the news right now.
So you said they're back, right?
No, I said they're not back.
Oh. Texas is back.
No, they're not back because LaMarcus.
That's weird because that's one of the things is there's talk on the streets.
That Texas is back?
That Texas is back.
Well, LaMarcus Aldridge is not back with the Nets. He is retiring from the NBA. Apparently, he says he felt an irregular heartbeat in his last game with the Nets. So, as opposed to taking any risky business, he is going to retire from the NBA. Check that out and find out. Man, that's the first and foremost. Dude's got enough money. He's never going to win a title. That's okay. He's much rather be healthy. Regular heartbeats, you don't want to deal with. You don't want any problems. So
you can get it looked into. It can be nothing. Like, guys deal with irregular heartbeats. It can be like Michael Lewis when he was coming out of Colorado. He was drafted by the Eagles. He had, I think they actually do something where they shock your heart back into a pattern. It's not considered a big deal. LaMarcus Aldridge at this point has made so much money, he's probably like, yeah, I don't want to do all that stuff.
No.
I'm good. I've won a title.
They got Blake Griffin.
Well, actually, no, he never did one.
No, he never won a title. They got Blake Griffin.
Yeah, he could just
but
be
he
like,
won one in Texas just, when he was at Texas, right?
No, he didn't win a title.
There. What?
Was he with?
He didn't win a title?
Oh, no. Texas right. Didn't. Was he with Vince?
He wasn't on that team, no. He wasn't on the
Brian
06 football team.
Arakpo, Robinson.
Was he on the 72 team that won? The Daryl Royal team?
No. I don't think so.
Anyway.
Was he on a baseball team with... Was he on one of the...
Baseball champions?
Was he in a golf? Did they ever win golf or swimming?
Yeah. No, Alabama won that.
No, I don't think he has titles.
They won. Jordan won.
Spieth?
Yeah.
Was he on that team
with
Jordan
Spieth?
He might
have been on that team. He might have been on
that team. That might be where he won a title.
LaMarcus Aldridge's not there. So, all you haters of the Nets that get all the good players, guess what? Now they got Blake Griffin, who's not even playing for them. James Harden's not playing for them. Kyrie Irving is busy going to parties or something. So, or his feelings were hurt by something. I don't know. So, he's not there. So, how do you feel about it now after the Nets lost last night? Now, everybody, you can stop your snide comments about the Nets.
What snide comments?
There's a lot of people having snide comments about the
so
Nets.
So you think they've been put upon and everyone needs to back off them?
Yeah, they're put upon.
Feel like you're your approach to the Nets is very different from everyone else's. No one feels bad for them. Oh, no, DeMarcus Aldridge. Okay, so what? Go win a title. If you don't win, you're a failure. That's what it is. Go win it. Oh, LaMarcus Aldridge isn't here? You better win a title or the season's a failure.
Huh.
That's what it is. Well, what else could
it
be?
Not anymore. LaMarcus is gone.
Nah, that's not what it is.
Yeah. Oh, Blake Griffin. He sucks, remember?
You have three of the top 15 to 20 players in the league. Go win a title. And if you don't, you guys failed. Let's treat them like we treated the Heat. Win or you
that's
fail.
What this is. This is
exactly. Treat them like everyone this treated the Heat. You got Durant. You got two MVPs on the roster. You got Kyrie, and everyone can revert back it's to the true. Big shot he made. Win the title or it's a failure.
They're hoarding everybody in there. It's true. Only these are better versions of Birdman who are coming onto the team.
Yeah. No. But they're not there. They're not all
treat
there.
Treat them. Treat them like you treated that Miami team.
But I want to tell you this. Did you watch any of that game last night, Nets and Sixers?
No. What happened?
I've been very critical of Ben Simmons. I saw him at LSU, and I, you know, just not his inability to shoot, that whole thing. He is a hell of a basketball player. I mean, there was one play where he grabs it and tosses it down court, and perfect throw. He's got some basketball IQ now, and he's a hell of a defender.
Smart player.
Yeah, he's a hell of a defender, and he creates a lot of points. I mean, Embiid is standing wherever Embiid is standing. You know, he is Embiid is basically immobile, and it just looks like he gets open shots because Ben Simmons does so much on the court. He is really good. I mean, I've been all anti. Don't get Ben Simmons for James Harden. That's terrible. I sure would like to have Ben Simmons Wood.
You've got who do you have for James Harden? Kelly Olynyk and Avery Bradley and some picks in the future.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're saying you want to do
which
over?
Is put yeah.
You want to do over?
Yeah. Rafael Stone, what?
Yeah. you stick with that.
That's right. Yes.
Rafael Stone, what?
That's right.
Can you add that to James Click?
Yeah, save that one too.
And soon we'll have you doing Nick Caserio, what?
Yeah. Oh, I've already done that.
After the third round. Wait till the third round pick. Wait when he trades Deshaun for whatever. He'll do the same thing.
Yeah.
He loves defending guys who haven't done much.
What do you mean, defending guys? Rafael Stone hasn't done much?
Yeah, what has he done?
He's executive of the year right now.
When you may have the worst record in basketball, you don't win executive of the year. That's not how it works.
Well, he's going to be in the best transaction of 2021.
For who?
James Harden.
For the Nets?
Well, he's in the transaction.
So much like the Texans were in the best transaction.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
The Texans were part of it. They got a banner. They're going to put up a banner at NRG. Best transaction, 2020, Sloan Sports Awards.
If Daryl Morey's group puts the Nets as the best transaction, everyone's going to be like, all right.
You already took a shot at Houston. You're going to take another one?
Yeah, just because they wouldn't trade you, James, when you wanted them?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Relax.
1013 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, I got to talk real quick about being a champion. Champion Energy, if you're looking for the best way to get your electricity, I got my electricity bill this month and it was stupid low. It again. I mean, and I'm telling you, I love what Champion Energy does every single month for me. It's low. You will get that. You're going to get the best in service and you're going to get a company that tells you, and your company doesn't do that. Hey, we got a better rate for you. Sign up again at a lower rate. It seems like every single time I've re-signed with Champion Energy, that's been the case, is that I get a lower rate. So if you're looking for the best company, honestly, locally owned and operated, we want to keep our money here, go with Champion Energy. You will not regret it. So many people have told me that really, really is what you say it is. And that is awesome. So you want to get low rates and you want a great company with great service. Champion.energy/1560. Champion.energy/1560.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. The Affordable Care Act continues to be a complex regulation, and employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
I'm in love with the go-go. I'm in love with the go-go. I got it for the lolo.
This is
The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Yeah, we left. When last we left you, we were talking about best transactions. And the Texans won it last year.
They didn't win it. They were part of it.
They were part of it. So they get their, they get to put their banner up. They were part of the transaction. And now the Rockets are going to be it this year. If the Nets win the title, James Harden will be the best transaction in sports.
Yes. If he is declared the reason they won it, sure.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to be a big part of it.
Yeah, he will be, no doubt.
Yeah. So back to back. How about that?
But you're on the losing end of the transaction.
We're in it. We're in the transactions. Okay. So, I mean, does it say, oh, there's a winner and a loser? No, it just said best transaction.
Well, if they gave the award to the team who you made the trade with, then you obviously were the loser.
It's not a matter of winning and losing. It's being part
of
a champion.
Everything's about winning
and losing. A championship, being part of a championship.
But you're not part of it.
Okay, so when the Astros won it, what, Mike Fiers, who didn't even make the roster, he didn't get a ring? Yeah,
no,
he got
but
a ring.
They won it because he was on the team, but you know who did not win?
Texans win it because they were part
the
of the team.
The Dodgers didn't win the title in 17. The Astros did.
Yeah, but they weren't. They're not part of the championship.
Yes, they were there.
It says transaction.
It was a transaction in Game 7. The Dodgers gave up their soul to the Astros. That was a transaction.
They say they won it. Now they say they won it, right?
Did they, though?
Yeah. Yeah, they kind
of
did.
I don't think you want to be on the opposite end when a team wins transaction of the year.
Doesn't matter.
You were searching for
you were part of the team.
You're
even if you sucked like Mike Fiers.
You're
did.
Like Sam Darnold seeing ghosts. They didn't win a title. They didn't win a championship.
Yeah. Well, all I know is this. Jackie Robinson Day, and they didn't have the Astros playing today.
Yeah, they'll
get, is that a coincidence?
What's the correlation? Why do you think they are after the Astros with this?
Because they got rid of the two Tonys.
Or maybe they didn't they do that last season?
Yeah. And they said, oh, look at them. Look at how, oh, and they were supposed, they wanted to, Milton Bradley. What happened?
Jackie Bradley Jr.
Milton Bradley. Milton Bradley's gone, long gone. You don't want Milton
you
Bradley.
Don't want you don't Bradley. Want Milton. You don't want Milton Bradley.
They want Jackie Bradley Jr.? Yeah. Nothing. No. Okay.
So you think the Astros' lack of African Americans kept them from playing today?
I don't know.
Or
was
maybe
that a coincidence?
Maybe MLB knew the Astros would be so bad against the Lions, not the Lions, the Tigers, that they needed a day off.
Look
at the positive.
Oh, or they thought they're going to kick their ass. Let's cool them down.
Let's cool them down. Wrong.
They were wrong about
wrong.
That one. They were off on that one, weren't they?
Ooh, well off.
Let's get Brandon in here. He's got a transaction of the year. What do you say, Brandon?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. How are you?
Good. I just wanted to point out, y'all are kind of glossing over something here. You're talking about how Houston could have been back-to-back. It's a very real possibility. We could have had a three-peat on our hands here if you go back and look at 2019 with the Tunsil trade with the Texans. I mean, how close are we to being three in a row on this thing?
The
Tunsil trade happened in 19.
Yep.
Could have been
three. That was the best for the Dolphins.
Back-to-back-to-back.
Right. We could have.
And, a three-peat.
And I'm sure if we go back to 2018, I'm sure we can find something else stupid in there somewhere
could
we be four in a row maybe?
Well, 18 would have been the Westbrook trade for Chris Paul. Was that 18?
Westbrook played for the Rockets in 1920.
Oh, that's
so
right.
No,
that would have been we could have won.
Or you could have said
multiple transactions of the year with Tunsil and with the Chris Paul trade.
Giving Chris Paul that big contract happened in 18, right?
Well, that wouldn't be the best transaction.
For Chris Paul, it was.
For Chris Paul, but yeah,
and if
no,
it's great
that
for
wouldn't
Chris
be
Paul is bad
that
for
wouldn't
the
be
Rockets.
Considered the best transaction.
And Daryl wouldn't let them vote on that one. That would happen under his watch.
Yeah. So, man, but we could have a run here. Tunsil, followed by DeAndre, followed by James Harden.
Well, yeah, and you could have finished one and two maybe in multiple years.
Man, we suck at this.
At trading players?
Yeah. Really?
It's not
really.
My job to do that.
Yeah, it was your job to do that. You
no,
did
not,
up.
Not anymore. He's
yeah,
right
it's
now.
It's not my job to do that.
No, it's not your job to do that. You're right. It's not your job to do that anymore. Thank God. Holy crap.
You now get to get yelled at by Nick Saban if you don't run the ball enough.
Yeah. Jason LaConfora puts this out. Jacksonville, Lawrence, Jets, Zach Wilson, San Francisco, Mac Jones. He's got New England trading up with the Falcons for Trey Lance.
How much is New England willing to give up? Because fine, you love that mock draft scenario where there's a big move. Guys who do this for a living love trades. How much is New England willing to give up to get that?
And
for a quarterback,
the Falcons going back to 15 from 4. You got to give up a boatload.
Yeah, we talked about it on Monday. How much are the Patriots going to give up to get there? Will the price be too high for them?
Well, and here's the thing too: Trey Lance is a project. Bill Belichick's got very little time left.
Yes.
Bill Belichick is going for it right now. Does it make sense to go up and get a long-term quarterback that's not ready to play in the NFL now?
Not if we believe Bill Belichick ain't hanging around for the next 5-6 years.
He wants guys that can contribute right now. Look at him. Look at the free agent signings they've made.
Yeah, that team isn't set up for Trey Lance to grow into the position.
To me, that doesn't make sense. Denver makes some sense. Plus, it's only moving back to 9.
Yeah, for the Falcons.
But if I'm Denver, now he's got Trey Lance at 4 and he's got Justin Fields at 7. So if I'm Denver, there's a chance that all 4 are going to be gone. Because somebody does move up to 4, whoever that might be. Maybe Detroit moves up to 4.
I think if you're Atlanta, you want to make people believe the Patriots will move up, and then you tell Denver, hey, you got a real shot of not getting a quarterback. So we're not going to ask you for the same amount we'd ask from the Patriots because we don't have to go down as much, but you got to come close.
If you're Detroit, do you at least give Goff a try?
I mean,
he is a number one guy.
I know you decide to get out from Matt Stafford. It's a new coach and Dan Campbell. You don't. Can you really draft the quarterback the same year you trade for Jared Goff? You're dooming him to being
right.
Giving him a shot.
Yeah,
because midway through the year, you're probably not going to be good. Midway through the year, you're going to be probably forced to play the young quarterback,
yeah,
which gives Jared Goff no shot. And what's his cap number? Because do you want him hanging around for a year and a half?
Oh, it's sizable.
When you're not playing him, and then you can't even get rid of him.
But you don't have to deal with, because he was paid by the Rams. His signing bonus was by the Rams.
His dead cap this year. I don't know how it worked for the Lions. It's over 40 million.
Yeah,
and the next year it's 30.5.
Well, you can deal with that if you got a rookie quarterback. In his second year, you can deal with a 30
I imagine you wouldn't want to.
And by the way, the cap's moving way up next year.
Yeah, I don't know what their escalating contracts are. I don't know their cap situation at all. But oof, you know,
that's
still a big number when you just traded for him.
He's got Cincinnati kicking Kyle Pitts. I like that more. I like that a lot more than Penei Sewell.
But
Jamar Chase, I think, is still in play there too.
The optics of it, look, it doesn't matter what draft nicks or people who cover it think, but the optics of it, your franchise quarterback had to be carted off a field.
Yeah.
And you go get him receiver, which is understandable. It's not like they don't need weapons. AJ Green's pretty much on his last legs there, it feels like. But
Tyler Boyd.
Yeah.
But
I've seen people say, not necessarily outside receivers, but this is a strong slot receiver draft. Not Chase is a different beast, but when are you going to get a tackle?
And don't forget it's Joe, though.
But when are you going to get a tackle?
Yeah. Well, I think tackle you can get. He's got Justin Fields to Detroit, and he's got Penei Sewell to Carolina, giving Sam Darnold protection. With weapons already in place.
So he believes weapons are more valuable in Cincinnati than Penei Sewell, than a tackle.
Yes.
But because Carolina already has him. So
yeah.
From his strategy, I think he believes weapons are more important. Then you go get the tackle when you have everything in place. You have weapons in place.
Right.
Well, one of those guys doesn't have a busted leg.
That's true. That is true. But it, you know what? You can. I think you can bolster the offensive line in free agency. Or
but the free agency is over. Is over. Now.
Yeah. Well,
you have to get it. You, yeah. If you're still hurting, you have to get him in the second and third round.
And you also got to depend on a rookie left tackle.
But if he is, look, it depends on how you see it. Yeah. Some people think he's really, really great. Others like, he's not that different from Rashawn Slater. Just all depends on how the Bengals see him.
Chase and Pitts might be too good.
Too much to pass on.
Yeah.
I can see it.
You got Micah Parsons ninth. I think Micah Parsons. I don't think
I've seen, is. Yeah. For whatever reason, our infatuation about that story isn't something that people are concerning themselves with.
Ugh. I don't want that guy. Dude got kicked out of his high school. Dude was putting his business on teammates' rectal area. Yeah,
didn't he pull a knife on a guy in a fight too?
This is not
the same guy.
This is not something we need. I don't want
it
in my locker room.
It is not something people are really taking into account. Apparently, everyone I've seen it. Micah Parsons top 10 in multiple mock drafts this week.
Wow, I don't know. I think he falls. And then Rashawn Slater for Dallas.
Which would...
They need some offensive line help.
Yeah, that line is older and injured and either retired. So, yeah. Well, it was once a strength just a couple
years
ago.
It's a bad buck. I think it's a lot of good points. We'll see. I just don't know that the Falcons do that with New England. I don't think that they have enough value.
Yeah.
And I don't see the New England doing it anyway. They need help for guys that will play now.
I can see them moving up, but not for quarterback. Look... You think you move up that high to get a quarterback, but you kind of played it out, kind of in win now mode considering the contracts they gave out. Mm-hmm. It won't be Pitts. They gave money to tight ends. They think another receiver would help or whoever, maybe a corner. I don't know. You don't go that high up unless it's for a quarterback, I guess. But seems kind of backwards considering how they treated free agency.
Well, Allen sounds like Micah Parsons should have gone to Miami if he's that big a thug.
Who's he a fan of again?
Allen, come out.
Who's he a fan of again?
Florida State.
Yeah, they've never had issues. What am I thinking?
Yeah.
Then your last star has some issues with, you know, what Deshaun's having issues with, allegedly.
Yeah.
I don't like throwing stones because you can go back, you can go through any college's background and find, unless it's, I don't know, Rice. You can go through anyone and find, okay, some player did something. But I would ask that the guy who's a Florida State fan not say anything. Didn't your ex-receiver just get charged with first-degree murder, Travis Rudolph?
Hmm.
What are you talking about, Alan?
Hmm.
How about you get out of that really big glass house and stop talking?
Stop throwing rocks.
In a week that your ex-receiver got charged with murder, you're throwing shots?
Yeah. Yep. Browns rule, Dell drools. Browns did pick up Jadeveon Clowney, a guy who won't get you like four or five sacks this year.
Doesn't get to the quarterback.
Congratulations.
Yeah, ex Florida State receiver Travis Rudolph charged with first degree murder. Alan, now is not the week.
Yeah.
Now is not the week to call out another university for being thugs.
Ex receiver, not our problem. No, but what? But he's
your guy.
Yeah, that's your guy.
Stop it, Alan.
Yeah, you guys were. Same school. You probably did a lot of the same things, Alan.
You think Alan has a murder rap?
He might in the future. I don't know.
You know what? I don't know what
he's
done.
He went to Florida State. Now it seems like there's a trend developing.
See, Alan, see what you did to yourself? You should have just stayed quiet. Now you're a murderer, according to John.
One in a row. You never know. There's a trend developing here. Time to take a break. 713-780-3776.
You know what time it is, John?
Ooh, it's time for you to call in with... Throw Shade Thursday. Alan, you should call in and throw shade at Dell.
Just throw shade at himself for embarrassing himself.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Come back at him, Alan, at Throw Shade Thursday. Give us a call right now. Lines open for Throw Shade. Make some shade. Who wronged you in any way, shape, or form? Who needs to get some shade thrown? 713-780-3776.
ESPN. 97.5. This is
is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right. If you want to get in, now is the time. All right. There's no wait. 713-780-3776. Time to throw some, make some shade. Who wronged you in any way, shape, or form? Did they maybe find a dollar on the ground and it was yours and they didn't offer it up? Did they sleep with your wife? I don't know.
Those are very two different extremes. Those are two different extremes.
Well,
find a dollar or sleep with your wife?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what degree you need to throw shade at people. I don't know. So I have no idea who wronged you. Those both are wrongs, though.
What if they don't know it's your dollar?
What if they did know, though? That's the problem. He knew, and he kind of, went, I side-eyed you and kept going.
It's so wrong. I will agree.
That's wrong. So it's just like, the other one. So are you ready, Del?
Sorry, I was bellowing at Julie about line three. But yes, we are ready.
Here we go.
Actually, we're not ready. Let's try that again.
Let's throw some shade.
This is Throw Shade Thursday, brought to you by GiveMeTheVin.com.
All righty, then. It is time to throw some, make some shade. And we start with Lance. Is this? I don't know which Lance this is. We don't have many Lances out there. Here is Lance to throw some, make some shade. Hey, Lance.
Deshaun put his finger in my booty.
That wasn't Lance. That was OU Mike.
Sounded like it.
Yeah,
it
sounded like OU Mike. That's a shame. We had OU Mike. 713-780-3776. Let's go, Lazy J. What up, Lazy J?
What's going on, Johnny G? R.P. Raheel. Dale. Hey, buddy. Got that question for you. See, this is finally the year that Real finally gets out of the shadow of Ronaldo.
I mean, it's only been a couple years, right? I mean, you mean by getting to a final and winning without him? A Champions League final?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. I mean... Ronaldo is one of those figures that will forever be associated with them. I don't think they want to be out of a shadow, but if they could win a championship without him, would say Real is back. I don't know if it'll happen. Man City's still lurking out there. They may be the best team in the world.
The best team, yeah, by far.
Yeah, but sure.
I don't want to see him win without Ronaldo, so they can say they won without Ronaldo.
Screw well, you them. Like Patriot fans yeah. with Tom Brady?
Yeah, yeah.
But well, my quick shade this week is going to be to my niece and nephew. I had them the other day. And I had them for breakfast, and I gave them some bacon, and they told me they don't eat pork. So I said, oh, okay, yeah, Muslim or something? They're like, no, we just don't eat pork. So I was like, all right, before I drop y'all off, I know this bomb taco spot. I'm going to take y'all. So, we went to the taco spot. I got them some pastor tacos, which is pork, and they was loving it. So I told them when I dropped them off, hey, y'all like that pork? And I told their mom, and now I can't even see them no more, so... Shade
to them. Throw some, make some shade.
He's supposed to be the adult in that scenario.
Yeah. Well, who's shade at?
Because they don't like pork and they won't eat pork.
And when you trick them into it. Yeah. I guess that would be you should be the shade.
They didn't say they don't eat pork because it doesn't taste good.
They said they just don't eat it.
Yeah. And you decided as the adult to whatever.
Really adult.
No.
La raza, ¿qué pasó, mijo?
Juanito Yee, bring back Raizy, Del Vincito!
Para tres,
gentlemen, good morning. And special shout out to my boy, Free OU Mike, by the way. I know you locked up, but... Here goes my two shades of the week, man. I want to throw a shade. Look, I respect doctors, man. They tell us they take care of us. They're concerned about our health. But why do they make us wait about an hour and a half to when I'm supposed to be there at 10 and I don't get seen till like 11:30? But if I miss it by 15 minutes, you charge me $100 and cancel my appointment. shade to say to the doctors for that, man. And also, I want to show, I want to throw shade at Mike Fiorio, whatever his name is. We don't want you on there. We want more Julia because we're all allies here.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
And we want more Julia
because they're allies.
Because they're allies. They, we're all allies.
More women in sports.
Not one of the callers that asked Julia something, an inappropriate question that we heard during the break. Oof. He didn't sound like an ally.
That one was,
that was aggressive.
Way aggressive. And Lance's like, I can't believe it. Yeah, Lance. Yeah, that's not, yeah, that's it
our,
happens.
That's our listener. Jeff, throw some, make some shade, Jeff.
I'm throwing shade at all those weirdos at the gym wearing short shorts. Only people wearing shorts like that's Marine Corps. And I'm trying to throw shade at them for taking selfies, taking all the space from all the ladies trying to take selfies at the gym, you weirdos.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
That's a good shade.
Yeah, hey. Hey. Lengthen those shorts, weirdos.
Yeah, weirdos. Taking pictures of women at the gym.
You know, he's saying they're taking the space and keeping those women from taking the selfies. You know, oh. Women do their progress stuff and they take selfies. Okay. Like
All right. Let's get Tone. Hey, Tone, what's up, Tone? How you doing, Tone?
Hey, what's up, guys? I wanted to come and throw some shade at one of the commercials that I've been hearing lately on y'all station. I hear it multiple times a day. It's this guy, he comes on there and says, if you don't have a 750 credit score, you won't be able to get a job, you won't be able to get a house, you'll be a virgin forever. And I'm just like, man, stop with the lies, dude. I don't have a 750 credit score, and I got all of that stuff. How do you expect people to call you for your products and services, and you're already starting off lying to them? Man, shade on.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
I can't refute that.
I don't know.
I don't know which.
I don't know what he's referring to.
Yeah, but well within your rights.
Well, hey, we can't refute.
No, not at all. I can't refute it because I don't know it.
I don't know what he's talking about.
No.
Let's get Ryan in here. Hey, Ryan.
What's going on, fellas? R.I.P. Rahil. I want to throw shade at all the listeners that's been messing with Julia. She ain't trying to do nothing, y'all. Leave her alone. Just let her do her job. Also want to throw some shade at Taco Bell for waking me up at 3:30 in the morning and having to puke. And then an hour later, having to puke again, I'm probably never eating there again. Shade thrown.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
That's actually the wrong orifice for Taco Bell.
Yeah, well, not, ooh, he usually got something bad.
Usually the problems are
The
other end.
I had torchies. I got food poisoning.
I've heard that. Was that from you?
Yeah, it was from me.
Yeah, okay. That you didn't, initially you didn't say.
I can't even look at torches.
I can see that. There are places, one time they get you, you're done.
That's it. You're done. Jay, let's get Jay in here. Hey, Jay.
What's up, fellas? For as much as I love my girlfriend, I just want to throw some shade at her for never knowing what the hell she wants to eat. Like, never, ever, ever.
Never knowing what she wants to eat?
Make some shade.
Yeah, never. Yeah, that's make hard. The decision, right?
Never. That's really hard. What do you want? I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? Don't you have a taste for anything?
No.
Say Italian, say Mexican, say whatever.
You pick.
Oh, I don't know. What? No, something.
And then when we go to a place I choose.
I don't have that problem. You're wrong. My wife will say crawfish every time.
It's easy.
It's easy. Mom, you want to go get crawfish? Yes.
Never a no.
Okay. Or she's like, well, let's go get crawfish. That's it. Okay. That's it.
That's a good situation.
713-780-3776. Marco, what's up, Marco?
What's up, man? I'd like to throw some shade at T. Busby, my dude, for dooming the Texans because he's going to get our boy on the commissioner's exemplar. Can't trade him. Can't do anything. Free fall coming, boy. That's it.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
Yeah. I don't know if we blame Tony Busby for all this or... But, well,
the rules are the rules.
The
John.
Rules are the rules. He's throwing shade at Tony Busby.
Yes.
Ruining our team.
Yeah, which was kind of ruined beforehand.
He kind of is, but I don't know if he should take the blame. But
I wouldn't have him take the blame for ruining the team. The team was before this became a thing.
Yeah. I'm going to throw shade at Cal for ruining the team.
Yes. Him and Bill.
Him and Bill.
And Jack.
And Jack.
Yeah.
And now Deshaun.
Yes.
They're all
to blame.
That's my shade. Hey, Cal. Hey, Jack. Hey, Bill. Hey, Deshaun. You all suck.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
That's it. We're done. 10:43. News of the Weird is coming your way next. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Time to do some news of the weird here on the show. So apparently I'm not stupid, says a woman who moved next to A446, then complained about noise. Apparently she doesn't know that A446, calling for a lower speed meters. It's a highway, and she didn't realize how noisy it was going to be. She says she's not stupid. Do you feel like that maybe she is kind of stupid, though?
I don't know her, so I don't really want to call her stupid, but it's dumb.
Yeah,
that thought process.
It is a super highway right behind her house. I mean, the gate, the fence is right up against the highway.
You know, there's a reason they put those noise barriers between you and the highway.
There's not one there.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, then she's screwed.
No, literally, her head is as high as the fence, and she's standing there. And it looks like anyone could crash through her fence at any second.
Like a car could come off the road.
Yes, if it goes up on the curb, it's in her backyard.
Yeah, it's not great for her.
Hey, it's noisy here. Really?
You should probably have taken a look into that. Because, nice job, lady. It's a dumb move. Yeah. Not great.
William Amos is having some problems in Ottawa. He apparently, he's a liberal. Well, if he's in Ottawa, right? If he's going to be a...
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Ottawa, Canada, how do I know?
He's a representative. They were having a video conference, and apparently he was stark naked. And is this a problem, do you think? Do you want your politicians on these video conferences stark naked?
What do they look like?
Yeah. My video was accidentally turned on as I was changing into my work clothes after going for a job. I sincerely apologize to my colleagues. It was an honest mistake, and it won't happen again. You were totally naked?
You know, there's some things I just don't buy, only because yeah. I feel like I would be so conscientious to make sure the video portion of that was off if I'm just walking around naked.
Hold on a second. You were changing from your jogging suit to your clothes. Mm-hmm. You didn't take a shower in between?
That's the other thing.
Okay.
I don't know what that's about either. Okay. That seems gross.
If not,
gross.
You're gross. It's I would gross. Rather that you were naked than you being really gross like you are.
You just finished working out.
A jog.
And then you put on your work clothes. Ah. And then, it's bad.
You're too liberal for me.
Why do you keep saying liberal?
Well,
is Ottawa
that's what
liberal?
It says. He's liberal.
Oh, okay.
It says he's a liberal.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I missed that part. Is that a liberal thing or just a disgusting human thing?
I don't know. I feel like there's plenty of
I feel like there's plenty of people in all walks of politics.
I
don't think the naked thing means anything as far as that's concerned.
See if this is a good idea, Del. Scientists have created early embryos that are part human, part monkey.
Ooh. Seems like you're asking
feel
for
like
trouble.
That's a good idea.
You're asking for something bad to happen.
Yeah.
Like, we saw that in Planet of the Apes, right? That monkey was way intelligent, and he led a revolt. You really want Caesar doing that again? You saw. It led to, like, three new movies, and Caesar kept coming out on top. You want to do that?
Do you think this is a great idea?
People don't learn from movies. Our pop culture tells you that's a bad idea.
Yeah. Haven't we learned about robots, what they're going to do?
Robots, and now you want to make super intelligent monkeys?
Don't we? Haven't we learned about zombies? Can we stop making zombies?
You guys know at some point there's going to be a monkey with a collar on you and a leash making you work for them. Yes. You better knock it off.
Well, your kids.
Oh, well, yeah, your kids at some point.
Yeah. Is that what the world you want to leave your kids? Congratulations.
Charlton Heston didn't die for that. Did he die in those movies?
Yeah, he died.
Yeah.
Charlton Heston's dead.
No, in those movies.
Oh. Former Brexit party leader and Kent resident Nigel Farage. He was apparently pranked, wishing happy birthday. He had a massive fan, someone who just loved him. He was the Brexit party leader, so he's a celebrity. He wished happy birthday to Hugh Janus.
He's not very bright now. Was it spelled Hugh and then Janus?
Yes.
Guys, just sound it out.
Happy birthday, Hugh Janus.
How many people you run into with the name Hugh first off, and then Janus? Yeah. It's too easy.
You're too stupid to run a party. How did you do it all those years?
That you got fooled by that.
You're just too stupid.
I'm a big fan. My name is Hugh Janus.
Dell, apparently they're having troubles in India. COVID cases have topped 200,000 in a day.
Were they not counting before and now they all, because that was what was happening here. There'd be days where the count didn't get done correctly, and then we get hit with like 18,000 in the day in some states.
200,000.
That's a lot.
And it didn't help much that thousands gathered for their annual dung throwing festival. Del, do you want to attend India's dung throwing festival?
I don't even want to attend your house for a dinner. You think I want to attend the dung throwing festival?
All these people are all on top of each other, and they're watching people throw dung.
First of all, even if you remove the throwing of feces,
they're throwing it all over at each other.
I'm sure they are. I'm sure it's part of the ceremony.
Why is this a thing that they're picking up crap and throwing it at each other? Oh my God, guys with gigantic black eyes and swollen faces because they've been hit close range with dung.
I like going to movies during the middle of the day to avoid crowds. You think I'm going to be at a place where terrible. Look, it's part of the culture, but I wouldn't be part of that one. I'm done. I'm going to stay home for that one, guys. I'm good. Yeah.
Here's something you wouldn't do, Del. Apparently a man in Taipei, he married the same woman 4 times and divorced her 3 times in 37 days so he could get extended paid leave
for
his weddings.
Oh, I would do that.
Yeah, but you would marry her 3 times and divorce her 4.
That's true. I wouldn't have wound up still being married to her. No. Well, let's complete the cycle.
Right.
But to get more time off, if that was a possibility, sure. But he screwed that up at the end.
Yeah. Apparently, a judge has ruled that farting does not count as free speech.
Who was arguing that it did?
It was an argument in the court, and farts lost. Do you think that farts should be considered free speech?
I'm glad you asked, John. No, it's not free speech. I didn't know farts were under attack, though. I didn't know if you farted, something bad was going to happen to you.
Oh, it happens to everybody else around you.
Yeah. You are clearing a room. I didn't know farts had come under attack and people were trying to impede on your ability to fart. I think it's an unnecessary thing to bring to a courtroom.
Yeah. Yeah, no. I kind of feel like...
Judge just throw this out? Like, as soon as he sees fart on the leave, beat it. Everyone out.
Last one. Apparently, two women went into a dollar store, and they really tried to use a $1 million bill to pay.
Something wrong with that?
From a dollar store?
What?
Couldn't you go to Gucci? They might have the change for that. A dollar store is not going to have change for $1 million.
I love.
Your whole approach is off here.
I worked at places like not the dollar store, but the look on someone's face when they're like, when you tell them you don't have change for something,
for 100?
I'm sorry. I don't have change for that.
You know what? It costs We charge 40 cents for a drink. Why? Wow, how am I going to have change for 100?
You know, it even says signs, this establishment only carries. Yeah. We're not going to have change for that.
No.
You deserve.
But $1 million bill?
Hey.
Really?
What do they want? One item?
I don't know. What I want is Charlie Polillo.
He's next, up next.
Right here on ESPN 97.5.
Warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.